Our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you were telling me about some work that the Salvation Army has done recently, and I think we did talk about this in passing a time or two.
Just briefly, yes.
Back. But there's an organization within the Salvation Army called the Homeless Coalition.
There's a homeless coalition in the county, and the part of that coalition is the Salvation Army. There are other churches that are involved. It's just a group of individuals and churches that are concerned about the homeless population in Hunt County. They specifically, the federal government has a point in time survey that they do every year. It's around January time frame, and this coalition has taken the initiative to do that survey in our county. They specifically focused on Greenville because the population of homeless people that we think is a little bit more there. But I understand in talking with some folks from Commerce that there are some students here in Commerce that probably are living in their car.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
No. But they took this time and they did a point in time survey, and then they report this to the federal government, and that gives some options for maybe some funding down the road. The survey indicated that there's probably in the neighborhood of 100 people in Greenville that don't have a permanent home.
I want to come back to you on that just a minute, but the Salvation Army then is one of several organizations then
right.
that are part of
they're
this
kind
homeless.
They're kind of heading it up.
I see.
Mainly because they have the men's transitional living center there.
Uh-huh.
So they house some of those homeless people there on site.
I see. And then some churches and some other organizations.
Exactly.
Participating as well. So you say they determined about 100 people
I don't have an exact number, but it's in the neighborhood of 100 people that are without a home. And that doesn't include people who are living with relatives or not on the street, but still don't have a home.
Okay. When we think of homeless, of course, you know, you think of
Downtown Dallas.
Right. The urban thing, whether you have somebody sleeping in a cardboard box or what have you. And of course, I don't see that in Greenville myself, and you probably don't either. But there's other forms of homelessness that are not quite as dramatic or quite as dire.
Forms of homelessness. You are correct. But I think you'd be surprised in some of the areas in Greenville. If you look, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not people standing on the street corner in a cardboard box, that kind of thing. But there are evidence, a lot of people walking on the streets in Greenville now that you probably haven't seen in the past. I would submit that they might be homeless.
And a person, while they may not be right there on the sidewalk, as you drive down the street, there are places between buildings and so forth people can go to be not quite so obvious. And, of course, a lot of times they don't want to be seen.
Very much. There is a community of homeless people.
We're talking with Frances Dalby, who's the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, the Homeless Coalition in Greenville, which includes the Salvation Army and other organizations, recently did a survey on homelessness. You said they found about 100. They estimate about 100 homeless people.
The estimate's about 100 homeless people.
In Greenville, and we think it could be more, but that's
right.
The best.
Some of those are living in the Women in Need shelter. Some of those are living in the men's transitional program at Salvation Army.
What else did they find?
Some of the things that they did when they were doing the point in time was to hand out some packages to the homeless people that gave them, you know, snacks and that kind of thing. It was a building rapport with them so that in the future they can offer more services. They can, again, the trust level is there, because a lot of communities, when they find out there's a homeless population, the first thing they do is kind of run them out of town. And that's not what we want to do. We want to meet the needs of the people that are in our community, and those people are in our community. So
what's the next step?
The next step is reporting to the federal government, and then hopefully down the road getting some funds for a new shelter, to having a larger scale shelter like McKinney has the Samaritan Inn. You know, Community Seeds has some transitional housing, but to be on a larger scale based on the growth that we're going to be experiencing and the jobs that are going to be coming to town. We've got, if we want to resolve this issue, we've got to give these people a place to stay, help them keep clean, and get a job. And that's going to solve the problem in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And as we talked about last time, United Way is trying to take more and more of a role in this kind of
thing. We want to be involved in solving the root cause problem, not just throwing money at, you know, people need food or that kind of thing. We want to solve the root cause issues.
So we're going to be hearing more about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So more to come. And watch this space, basically.
That sounds great.
Okay, good. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.